Track 36, Unit 12, Listening 2, Part 4, Multiple Choice.
On Health Matters today, we have personal trainer Naomi Price. Naomi, what exactly does a personal trainer do?
Well, in my case, I try to improve people's quality of life and overall health by helping them develop their fitness, strength and posture, and working on their diet as well. These are the general goals, but of course, each client has their own specific individual goals. So before we do anything, I carry out a needs analysis in order to establish exactly what it is a person wants to achieve. This includes asking them about their diet, their injury history, and any medical complaints or conditions they have, such as high blood pressure. Then, basically, I design exercise routines and give advice on nutrition in response to the information they give me.
And what reasons do clients have for coming to see you?
Oh, there's a wide range. I get a lot of clients, especially older ones, who simply want to lose a bit of weight or lower their cholesterol levels. I also have a large number of younger clients who've been injured while doing sport and want to get back to full fitness. That's my area of expertise. It's what I specialise in. I also help one or two people train for marathons and triathlons, but mostly it's people who just want to improve their all-round fitness and, as a result, their general self-confidence.
And I imagine it's important to build up a good relationship with your clients.
Yes, it is. I'm not one of those fitness instructors you sometimes see in films, shouting orders at people to do 50 press-ups or run 10 times round the park. Certainly, clients have to be dedicated and prepared to work hard when they're with me, but I also want them to enjoy exercising as well. So it's important, I think, for a trainer to bring an element of fun into the sessions, and I always make sure my clients have a good laugh when they come to me.
Now, your workplace is your garage, isn't it, Naomi?
Well, yes, what used to be my garage. I don't park my car there anymore. It's full of equipment. There's a rowing machine, two treadmills, two exercise bikes, and loads of weights and things. I've also got a massage table, but that's in my lounge where it's warmer. And then with some people, I go to the park or a nearby wood to run or simply to add a bit of variety to the classes. Clients appreciate that. They've told me that other local trainers they've been with always hold their sessions inside.
You haven't always been your own boss, have you?
No, I used to work in a gym. The good thing about that was I learnt a lot from watching the other gym instructors and their interaction with the clients, both good and bad examples. I also got experience of working with a lot of different clients, but the trouble was, I rarely had the chance to build up long-lasting relationships with them. The client list was different every month. Someone would join the gym in April, say, and by June they'd be gone.
And is that why you left?
It wasn't the only reason. I was getting tired of working on Saturdays, for one thing. I'd only had two or three Saturdays free in over a year. But it was the whole sales thing that I was least happy about. When they told me I had to persuade people to buy things with the gym's logo on it, that's when I made the decision to resign. I just didn't feel comfortable pushing T-shirts and baseball caps, as well as things like protein supplements people maybe didn't need. It's not my style.
Are you pleased you became self-employed?
Oh, yes. I've got so much more freedom, and so far, touch wood, things are going really well. I thought I might have to put adverts in the local newspaper to get business, but those clients I brought with me from the gym tell all their family and friends about me, and those people tell all their friends, and so it goes on. The power of word of mouth.
Let's hope your success continues, Naomi. Thank you for coming into the studio.